opening statements given. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The contempt of Congress trial of former Trump aide Steve Bannon is moving forward after several attempts by the defense team to delay it.
District Judge Carl Nichols quickly rejected a last-minute motion to delay the trial of Steve Bannon for another month. Bannon, an advisor to former President Trump, is facing two counts of criminal contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with a subpoena from the House Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. Federal prosecutors have signaled a quick trial. It's unknown if Bannon will testify in his defense. His legal team has argued executive privilege prevents Bannon from cooperating. The Justice Department says that privilege doesn't apply to Bannon because he left the White House in 2017. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
After court concluded for the day, Bannon blasted the January 6th committee, calling on Chairman Benny Thompson to show up in court and say what he did was a crime. The committee is holding another hearing Thursday in prime time, where former White House aides are expected to testify. Though Chair Benny Thompson has tested positive for COVID, it's unclear if he will participate remotely. The House has passed a measure creating federal protections for gay marriage. The bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate. The bill coming to the floor after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. Triple-digit temperatures in parts of the South and Midwest, with the heat expected to move to the Northeast in the coming days. And there's record highs in the UK.
We hit a record 104 degrees today in the United Kingdom, with the temperature breaking through the previous all-time high of 101.7 before we even got to noon. That's a 2.5 degree increase from that previous record reached back in 2019.
Fox's Ryan Chilcote in London. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Illinois pushes to close a loophole in the state's gun laws that allowed the accused shooter in the deadly Highland Park 4th of July parade to get a gun.
Illinois State Police have submitted an emergency rule to the Secretary of State's office to allow for broader use of clear and present danger reports, aimed at barring applicants from receiving a firearm owner's identification card or revoking a current card for those who exhibit violent or suicidal behavior. The efforts 2 weeks after Robert Cremo III was charged with killing seven people at the 4th of July parade in Highland Park. Cremo was able to get a FOID card and buy multiple guns despite two incidents in 2019 in which he allegedly threatened to harm himself and his family. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The epic battle between Elon Musk and Twitter could be settled in the fall.
Elon Musk has lost a fight to delay the social media company's lawsuit against him, as a Delaware judge said in October trial, due to the cloud of uncertainty over Twitter. Twitter is trying to force the billionaire to make good on his April promise to buy the social media company for $44 billion. Twitter wants it to happen quickly because it says the ongoing battle is harming its business. Twitter had asked for an expedited trial in September, while Musk's team called for waiting until early next year because of the complexity of the case. Musk claims that Twitter had failed to provide adequate information about the number of fake accounts and that it has breached its obligations under the deal.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Amazon has filed a lawsuit against administrators of more than 10,000 Facebook groups it accuses of coordinating fake reviews in exchange for money or free products. In a statement, Amazon said the Facebook groups were set up to recruit people to post misleading reviews in the U.S., U.K., Germany, France, Italy, Spain, and Japan. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.